A homeless advocate hopes health authorities listen to those on the front line about the best way to reach at-risk communities for vaccination. In April, Te Tuinga Whānau's Trust, Tommy Kapai Wilson, travelled from Tauranga Moana to Wellington to pitch his idea for a jab cab to the Ministry of Health officials, similar to the Shopbro buses that rolled out in Tamaki Makaurau months later. The vans would have provided transport to and from a COVID vaccine clinic. While the wheels never got turning on the jab cab, Tommy Wilson hopes the government learns a thing or two. Jean Bell reports.
The jab cab idea Tommy Kapai Wilson pitched to Ministry of Health officials was aimed at getting the vaccine to the people.
How do we reach the homeless or the gangs who we deal with on a daily basis here? You know, we deal with 200 families, and every gang chapter is represented in our staff just about. So, yeah, I was taking a message down there based around what we called the jab cab.
He says Dr. Ashley Bloomfield and Director General of Māori Health, Dr. John Whanga, were keen on the idea. But when it came to the nitty-gritty, support petered out. While Mr. Wilson is disappointed the wheels got turning on the Shopbro buses in Auckland while his jab cab hissed flat, he thinks it highlights the importance of getting on people's level in order to reach them.
Don't want to be an auntie whinger. It's not about what we missed out on, but how can we capitalise and utilise it going forward for whatever comes our way, whether it's a virus, a pandemic, poverty pandemic, it's about how are we languagising it and who best is qualified to put that language in the right context.
Across at Takitimu House, a homeless men's shelter in Tauranga Moana, time and trust have been key to getting clients fully vaxxed. Of the 40 men on the shelter's books, nearly all are double jabbed. That's thanks to the tireless work of operations manager Anna Marie Angus.
We've also been going around to all the clients that we've housed over the years and taking them in for walk-in vaccinations to make sure that our whole client group, everyone that's come into contact with us, given we know that they're vulnerable, has access to vaccine.
Some were hesitant or staunchly against getting vaccinated at first, but she used every opportunity possible to get them on board. In one instance, she spent 4 hours with a client discussing his concerns.
Talking to them about it, showing them things on our computer, whether that be, you know, videos of families that have been through COVID-19, and then offering them ways to get the vaccination or answering other questions or getting other people, kaumātua, our cultural worker here. So it's very individual in my view.
Tommy Wilson says it's a work in progress getting some families across the line.
If I looked at our clientele, I'd be scratching to say it was 50-50, probably maybe 30-70 still haven't been vaccinated. I think they are looking to us as their closest allies, friends. What are we doing? And we'll follow, you know? And so we have to... It takes a lot of kai and a lot of cup of teas and a lot of corridor.
The Ministry of Health's Vince Barry, who is in charge of optimising delivery of the COVID vaccine, told RNZ in a statement they've received a huge number of suggestions, along with lots of constructive feedback. His words have been voiced.
Even if it hasn't been possible to act on all these ideas, it's great to know that people are backing the push to get vaccinations to as many Kiwis as possible.
Vince Barry says DHBs are working to make testing and vaccination available to homeless and transitional housing clients.